Hello everyone and welcome in this podcast organized by Buffet Association. I'm Erblin Yaku, journalist, and I have a pleasure to discuss today with Jean-Baptiste Perrot, alumni of Bellevue Program and member of Buffet Association, and Francesco, representative of the Citizens Initiative. I want to start with the second webinar organized by the Buffet Association under the umbrella of the Reconnection Project, which aims to reconnect at reconnecting Bellevue alumni. Jean-Baptiste, how was the second meeting of the alumni of Buffet?
Hello, Evelyn. Hello, Francesco. Well, our meeting went very well. So it was our second webinar and we had a very good attendance. We managed to gather about 25 alumni, which is a lot considering that all in all, the Bellevue program covered 130 persons. And also we had great speakers. We managed to have representatives from the UPAN network. This is a European network for public administration. So it gathers the Ministry for Public Administration of all the member states. And they accepted to join present some current initiative regarding cross-border mobility. So we had a representative from the French Ministry for Public Administration and a representative from the Portuguese National Institute for Public Administration. And in addition, of course, we had Francesco, who presented the Citizen Initiative on the exchange program.
I will discuss with Francesco a little bit later about the Citizens Initiative, but which was the topic of this meeting?
So the topic of the webinar was the cross-border mobility of public sector workers in the EU. So it was all about exchange programs that are existing or other initiatives that allow a civil servant from one member state to work in another one. And for us, Buffet Association, it's a very important topic. It's at the core of the identity of our association. Indeed, we consider that cross-border mobility is important because it can foster the exchange of knowledge, of good practice. It can help harmonizing the implementation of EU law in the member states, but also it contributes to the innovation in public sector and to the attractiveness of public sector.
I see. As you mentioned, one of your discoveries in this meeting was this citizens' initiative. Now, Francesco, what is the topic of this initiative?
The topic of this initiative is to promote inter-mobility inside the European Union, so cross-border mobility for civil servants. This is a citizen initiative of the citizen of the European Union. As you probably know, the European Union gives the possibility for citizens to promote a law, a potential law, to the European Commission, and then ask the European Commission to send this law also to the Parliament and the Council, and then allow them to negotiate for the final text. So in order to propose this, let's say, potential law, you need to collect 1 million signatures. And this is why we created this association, the Civil Servant Exchange Program, because we really believe that cross-border mobility inside the European Union member state would be an added value for civil servants, both for their private professional lives and also for the benefit of the European Union as a whole. So as we have an Erasmus for, you know, the very famous Erasmus program for students, we thought that it was also needed to have a sort of Erasmus for civil servants of national administrations. So this idea is to have on board all the citizens, all the civil servants, so all the employees of national and local administrations in all member states. We are talking about teachers, we are talking about lawyers, judges, we are talking about military personnel, we are talking about police, we are talking about ministries or people who are involved in every sort of sector of the public administration, from the city hall to the central government, from the regional administration to the different type of organization inside the government, agencies, and so on. So we try to make this initiative as inclusive as possible, because we believe that cross-border mobility for civil servants would be an added value. So roughly speaking, our idea is to take one administrator, one police officer, one teacher, and so on, from a member state, send them to another member state for a period of 1 month, 6 months, or 1 year maximum, and make them work in this other member state in the same position as they would have done at home, in their same kind of job. And we believe that this would be important because by going abroad, these people will actually bring their own expertise, they will bring their own way of working, their own, let's say, language and culture, and they will share it with the people in the other administration, in the other member state. And at the same time, they will learn how things are done differently abroad and bring it back to their or member states of origin. And this, of course, will improve the system. This will make the system more efficient because workers will be more aware of how the system works in other member states, how the government is run in different ways. And we believe that this is very beneficial for the governments, for the European Union in general, and for the people especially.
Such a great idea. Who do you represent, Francesco? Who worked for this idea?
The Civil Servant Exchange Program is a citizen initiative promoted by essentially students, or now we can say ex-students or alumni, of the College of Europe. We were students last year in 2020 in Bruges at the College of Europe, and we were a group of friends. And one of us, during a lecture of law, where we were studying also the functioning of the citizen initiatives, decided to come up and propose a citizen initiative. The group gathered together, we started discussing it, and then we all agreed that, yeah, we wanted to be part of this, let's say, bigger challenge that would go outside the scope of our, let's say, studying, but it would be somehow a way to stay also in contact for us for the next couple of years. And so we decided to make a proposal. We started, we are a group of 9 students, and together we managed to write a formal proposal to the European Commission. The proposal was then approved, and then it was published on the official website of the Commission for the citizen initiatives. We started launching the initiative in October. So from now, from October 2021, we have 1 year to collect 1 million signatures. So every European citizen can sign. It takes about 30 seconds. And if we reach eventually 1 million, then we would be able to propose officially the proposal to the European Commission.
Let's hope that you will have this science as soon as possible. Why did you choose the process of a citizens' initiative to achieve your goal? Maybe you could choose something different.
Yes, indeed. So we decided to go for a citizen initiative because we really think that direct democracy could also be a way to make a direct impact. It's not, we know it's not the easiest way to propose such a change because collecting 1 million signatures is a very ambitious goal. But we think that it would be also important to give a sign also and to try out this tool that the European Union is giving us, because citizen initiatives, most of them, at least the most successful ones, are normally created by associations who are very, very well structured with funds, and they are very well organized. We wanted to make a citizen initiative that was actually a citizen initiative. So an initiative of the citizen, of normal people. And we are just students. We don't have funds. We are just volunteering. Nobody is fully employed. Nobody is paid for this. We are just giving our free time to this initiative, and we would like to see if actually we would be able to make it, to collect 1 million signatures and propose this exchange between civil servants to the Commission.
Yes, I think it's clearly how this idea emerged. If you have anything to add, before we can talk about your expectations?
Concretely, we know that 1 million signatures is very difficult to obtain. We are doing our best to publicize this as much as possible. We are trying to share it as much as possible, and we are really grateful also to the Buffet Association for the support in their communication. But realistically speaking, we know that it will be very, very difficult to collect 1 million signatures. Therefore, we said since the beginning that the most important thing that we can provide is the idea. So we know that the Commission can consider the idea, even if we don't have formally 1 million signatures, in a way that if the idea is good, people will like it. Members of the European Parliament will like it. The Commission will like it. National government will like it. The Council will like it. So the more the people will hear about it and the more the people will like the idea, the more the probability is that something will happen. Maybe not directly through our initiative, but still, it's still likely that something will happen. We talked, for example, with the French government, and they are very interested also in promoting this during the French presidency of the Council that will start in January. Therefore, we know that there are some expectations. We are also in contact with the Portuguese government, and we know that they also governments, the national governments, are interested in this. So we are very hopeful that something will happen.
I really like this initiative, Francesco. I hope you will have this signatures as soon as possible. But as you explained, if it will be, let me say, approved by Commission, will be a program to add this value to all civil servants of EU. Jean-Baptiste, what plans do you have next? The follow-up of a webinar for cross-border mobility from your organization?
Yes, so that was a very important webinar for our association. We got the opportunity to learn about current initiatives, but also to discuss between us what the association could do to promote cross-border mobility. And what we saw with the webinar and the participation of a member of the UPAN network is that there is a great interest in our experience and expertise as regard the exchange programs and more generally cross-border mobility. So we are willing to work on how to share this expertise and this experience. We want to prepare documents to help our alumni when they participate in an event at national level where they are asked to share their experience. So document that would help them to do it better. And we want also to gather information and make available information on all the tools that are available for cross-border mobility, the existing exchange program and the other form of mobility. So that's what we plan to do in 2022. We still have some discussion to do on how to achieve this, but this webinar will have a lot of follow-ups from the side of our association.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste, and thank you, Francesco. It was really a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
A big thank you to you, Herblin, and a big thank you to you, Francesco, to having given your time once again to explain us your initiative. You have the full support of the Buffet Association.
Thank you, Herblin. Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. It was really an honor to be invited. And thank you to the Buffet Association, because you are really doing a great job. Without your support, we wouldn't be the same. So thank you again, and keep on going, because your work is really essential for cross-border mobility of civil servants.
Thank you again, and see you soon, guys.
Thank you everyone for joining us today.